The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho, and he intended to pass through the town. There was a man there named Zacchaeus, a chief tax collector and a wealthy man. He was seeking to see Jesus, but he could not see him because of the crowd, and he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass by on that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly, and he received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay in the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there, and he said to the Lord, "Behold, half my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, but this man too is a descendant of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek out and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. So it's that time of year when we take a look at our parish and what we've done over the last year. This year, we're taking a slightly different approach. We're going to be looking at this through the lens of a day in the life of Holy Family Parish. So I hope you enjoy the video. Welcome to Holy Family. Everyone. Each year we bring you a snapshot of the state of our parish and the many ways our vibrant parish brings to life the gospel of Jesus Christ. This year we thought we would take you on a behind-the-scenes look at how we, parishioners and staff, accomplish so many good works. Of course, it all starts with a vision of who we are in relationship to Jesus Christ. At Holy Family, we have a long and deep commitment to being radically welcoming to each and every person we encounter. We recognize God's image and likeness in everyone. Each of us, as an individual, is called to be a disciple of Jesus Christ and to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. In the same way, as a parish, as the body of Christ, we strive to allow the Holy Spirit to guide and lead us. I invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy this short video on a day in the spirit-filled life of Holy Family.
Hello,
hi, Mary. Hi, Haya. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm great. And where are you off to today?
We are off to Prospect Manor to visit our seniors.
Oh, that's wonderful. Have a wonderful day and say hello to the folks over there.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Morning, girls.
Good morning.
We are going to go and visit some of our elderly people that
yes.
live in their homes. And because of age or illness, they're not able to come to church anymore. It's a true blessing to be able to share our lives with these people. And they share back and they become our families. So it's a real gift that our parish has this ministry, mm-hmm. that we can share our faith and share our love and our time with these beautiful people.
I'm so excited for ministry.
Me too. I love doing it.
What's your favorite part?
Probably like meeting new people.
It's nice to meet new people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially and they were really nice.
Yeah, they're so nice.
Well, it's nice to have you.
Thank you for taking us.
Just am so thankful that the church allows me to have somebody bring me communion. Because it's such a loss when you don't get to receive communion.
Our holy presence is also with the poor. On Mondays,
we set up all produce, dairy, and breads in a farmer's market style so that our clients have the ability to choose what they would like for their families. At the same time, volunteers are busy in the kitchen making lunches to serve our friends that live on the street. Any of our friends can come to our door, ring the call button, and we gladly hand them a meal and a bag so that they can have two meals, really. One they can have for lunch, and there's enough food that they could save some for dinner as well. On Wednesdays, we bring in a mobile shower unit so that our friends can get cleaned up. We offer our friends dignity. They can be clean, get fresh clothing. I'd really like to take this opportunity to thank all of you that donate so generously here at the Giving Bank.
Having been among you for 35 years, I've seen the wonder of your hearts. I've seen the goodness of your spirits. I've seen you speak to me about diversity and inclusion. That means wholeness. Following your example, I have sometimes felt like I'm a father figure, and my objective is to hold a family together. Never break a family. So this is my family, you are my family, and our wholeness in the power of Jesus Christ with the gift of the Holy Spirit is to hold our family together. In this way we are whole. We hold our family together through forgiveness and patience and understanding to reach into another world, a world of young people, a world of people on the margins, a world of people who feel left out, and to say, draw them in, they are our family. And that's what spiritual wholeness means. That's the gift that comes from the heart. It's the richness of a soul, and that's the personality and the character of Holy Family. And that's who you are. And that's why we celebrate and give thanks today.
Prayers for Children began about 14 years ago. It is a ministry at Holy Family Church. We are asking people to pray on the 15th of each month for the children, for our children and the children of the world. It is under the auspice of the Holy Spirit. It is now on every continent and most countries of the world.
Hi, I'm Darcy Germas, school principal, and welcome to Holy Family Catholic School. Begun in 1937 by the Sisters of Loretto, Holy Family is known for its strong traditions and service learning component. Holy Family educates students in grades K through 8. We focus on the whole child and aim to graduate students who are well-balanced, spiritually active Catholics, lifelong learners, active problem solvers, and effective communicators. Holy Family offers a wide variety of extracurricular activities, including CYO sports, drama, mock trial, academic decathlon, chess, and STEM classes. Families choose Holy Family School for its strong, close-knit community, strong academics, and faith and moral development. Our students leave Holy Family well prepared for success in the area's most challenging high schools.
Hi everybody, I'm Allie and I am a graphic artist, and here at Holy Family I am the Director of Communications. So what does that mean really? I get to play a lot, mostly by applying my talents to the bulletin that you have there next to you, social media, our website, and I get to help all the ministries that we have and staff with promoting events, talks, any kind of a, you know, thing that's happening here at Holy Family. You know, we keep very busy and it's very rewarding. I love it. I get to do what I love with the people that I love at the place that I love, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Hi, my name's Sam, and a lot of you know me around the parish as Doing the Fair. This has been my fourth year. And what I love so much about Doing the Fair, and especially this year in curating all the prizes for the prize booth, is that just like in a family, when you're going out for Christmas to see what you're gonna buy for the kids in your family and what would make their eyes light up when we open that present, that's the same thing I did when I went and looked for prizes for the Holy Family Fair. And I thought, you know, like, the kids love the skateboards, and it was just so awesome to see also the 7th and 8th graders and even kindergartners light up when they saw scrunchies. So just like we get together as a family to plan, create, celebrate, and support our extended family, we do that here at Holy Family, and we do that with the love of Christ and the love of everybody here at our parish and our extended Christian community. So that's why I love Holy Family and our fair.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Cambria. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Good. I just met with another family for a funeral, and another saint in heaven.
Oh.
And for us, this is what we need to do as human beings. We need to tell her story. We need to name her and claim her. We rethink about what's the meaning of life and what's the meaning of death. And then thirdly, the permanence of it. We can't call her anymore. Those kinds of things are beyond, and we can't take care of her anymore, and she can't take care of us. So there's a real radical shift there. For us as Catholics, we've ritualized those three moments as we gather together to pray for her, to pray for us, and to recognize the loss that we have, and that she may rest in peace.
For all our family members who have died,
one of the opportunities we have here at in our offices of religious ed is that we've come to a greater understanding that in order to really help children be formed as disciples, that we break open the word. And so traditionally, religious ed taught prayers and invited children to understand the teachings of the church. And we've moved from the notion that if we want the holy presence of our Lord, then we share his word each week among our children, that our catechists take the time to share who they are as disciples. And then together we look at the ways that we can go out and live that mission into the world and love one another.
Hi, I'm Deacon Jay.
And I'm Candy.
And we're part of Holy Family's bereavement ministry.
We've had participants come in with loss and sorrow, and we've been so enriched by being able to help them move through that different stages of grief.
So wherever you are in your grief, be it recent, be it a long time ago, we're there to pray with you, to be with you, to cry with you. That's what bereavement is.
Trinity Ministry is a welcoming place at Holy Family, especially for young adults in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. Though we also partner with those young at heart. We offer a number of events throughout the year to build community, foster spiritual formation, and grow in service and leadership. Opportunities in the community, like coffee hours, allow us to be wholly present to each other, growing together through whatever is going on in each of our individual personal lives and our relationships with God. Events like Java, Jazz, and Jesus allow us to reach out to the broader community and welcome in those who may have been away for a while or who are especially needing times of spiritual nourishment and reflection. Moments of prayer like Taizé allow us to cultivate an attitude of silence and contemplation, to listen to God at the depths of our hearts, to journey with each other, and to continue to go out in service to those most in need.
The teens in our middle school and high school ministries have fun at our many gatherings and outings. they are involved in learning about Jesus Christ, their own discipleship, and caring for the needy. In addition to preparing for confirmation and other religious formation, our teens serve at Union Station, a local soup kitchen. They collect candy and other gifts for members of the armed services. They go on mission trips to help the poorest of the poor. They help at our own giving bank and so much more. Our teens are instrumental in helping at Sunday worship. They serve as altar servers, part of the video ministry teams, greeters, ushers, choir members.
In the Constitution on the Sacred Liturgy, our Catholic Church suggests that we encounter God completely in four places in our liturgy. We encounter God in the people gathered. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in your presence. We encounter God in the sacred scripture, in the word spoken and proclaimed each Sunday. And we encounter God completely and formally in the Eucharist and the bread and wine shared, consecrated, broken and blessed, and given to us. And therefore we have the Holy Communion of God in our midst.
Hi, I'm Jane. As business manager, I have seen and accounted for the generosity of our parishioners. We are very grateful for this generosity, since we need your support to carry on our mission of welcoming and serving you, our parish community, as well as those beyond our borders. At Holy Family, we strive to provide you with a vibrancy that makes you feel, this is home, this is where I belong. What does it take to keep the church clean and inviting, warm in the winter and cool in the summer? To surround you with uplifting music during Mass? To provide church supplies like the wine, the hosts, the candles, the flowers, the linens? To invite visiting priests to help our resident priests? To help the elderly and the needy? To educate our youth? In dollars and cents, it costs us $9,610 a day to keep Holy Family running the way we want, the way you want. Yes, it is an unbelievable number, but that's life in our present day economy. And those are the reasons why we are counting on your support financially and in other ways. Additionally, we want to continue helping our brothers and sisters in Haiti and other less fortunate places in the Archdiocese, like Dolores Mission and Our Lady of Guadalupe Church. We know we can count on your continued generosity, and you can count on us to be good stewards of the precious gifts that you share with Holy Family.
You have just experienced a thumbnail sketch of what it takes to make this parish community a distillation of the gospel, day in and day out, 365 days a year. Our stewardship theme this year is Faith in Our Future. Our future is built on the foundations of the present, as well as a desire to grow and reflect the changing needs of the here and now. We are living in challenging times of great change, change which it is fair to say is almost unprecedented in history. Within our church, we face great challenges too, and we must change in response to the signs of the times if we are going to continue to be relevant. What is steadfast, unchanging, and eternal is the gospel of Jesus Christ and the infinite love our abundantly merciful God has for us. We are challenged to continue to spread the good news in ways that are bold, creative, relevant, and meaningful to those in our midst, on our fringes, and beyond our parish community. More than ever, we need your help, your wisdom, your insights, your experience, and yes, your financial support, so that we can be an even more effective presence of Christ in the world. Over the past few months, we have had many conversations and listening sessions as part of our master planning process to discern through the Holy Spirit the needs of this changing faith community. We look forward to sharing the results of this process with you in the near future and continuing to envision with you what we must do to meet your needs, Whether you are a Generation Z student in middle or high school, a young millennial adult, a Generation X parent or single person, a baby boomer or an elder. Thank you for your faithful commitment and support. And thank you for continuing to walk with Holy Family as we look to the future with courage and hope. Good night, Juan. Good night, Anna.
Good night.
Good night.